Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, another break-in in North Donegal is being linked on social media to a silver Volvo car, which has been seen acting suspiciously in the area on a number of occasions. Over €697,000 is being invested in coastal-based projects in Donegal under the Flag Strategy. Detectives investigating a shooting incident in the Seven Oaks area of Derry on Tuesday morning have arrested a 50-year-old man. And Letterkenny University Hospital is the most overcrowded hospital in Ireland today, with 40 people awaiting admission there this morning. Those stories you follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, another break-in in North Donegal is being linked on social media to a silver Volvo car, which has been seen acting suspiciously in the area on a number of occasions. This time, a car breaker's yard in St Johnston was targeted. Raymond, the facility's owner, spoke to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. He said he has very good CCTV footage, which is now being examined by Gardaí.
It shows them coming up to the gate at 1:45 to broke the two locks of the gate. They opened the gates, they drove their vehicle in, they stayed for 17 minutes and drove out again. They never got inside the offices, no, they never got inside the sheds, you know, where we would have all the work and stuff.
The CCTV footage, obviously, don't want to in any way frustrate any investigation. Could you make out their faces? Do they try and cover their faces?
Well, we'd have very good cameras and we'd have good footage. I would say that's as good a footage as you'd get.
Taoiseach Simon Coveney is calling for Brexit negotiations in Brussels to be intensified. Talks have resumed today between the UK and the EU's chief negotiators Dominic Raab and Michel Barnier. Their meeting comes as both sides prepare for the possibility of a hard Brexit. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says there is too much talk about a no-deal Brexit.
The idea that there is a majority support for Britain crashing out of the EU without a deal is not founded in any reality. There is too much talk about a no-deal Brexit and grandstanding around that, saying, well, you know, we're prepared for that, and if that's what it comes to, so be it, and so on. Instead, we need negotiators intensifying the negotiations.
Over €697,000 is being invested in coastal-based projects in Donegal under the Fisheries Local Area Action Group strategy. The Flag programme, which promotes sustainable marine development, is administered by BIM, which is promising a €12 million national investment by 2020. Donegal is covered under Flag North, with 47 coastal projects in the county being funded this year. One of them, Malin Head Fishermen's Co-op, features in a new BIM video campaign to raise awareness of Flag. In the video, manager Eddie Kelly outlines the importance of a lobster stock rejuvenation project.
Well, because of the V-Notching scheme, Malin Head Fishermen's Co-op have seen a huge increase in the volume of stocks. It's not overfishing, it's the same amount of boats, same amount of pots. We need to have the ability to hold crab for the live market. So without the funding from Flag and without the refurbishment of tanks, we wouldn't have been allowed to do that.
Cannabis-based medicines will soon be available on prescription in the UK after cases like that of Billy Caldwell from Castlederg. The Home Secretary is making them legal across Britain from this autumn. A review had recommended the change, but the government has said it's not a first step to legalising cannabis for recreational use. Billy's mum, Charlotte, has welcomed the news.
Absolutely incredible. I'm crying happy tears. We've fought hard, not just for Billy, but for everybody and all the families in the United Kingdom, and today is just incredible.
A car has been seized in Sligo during a search by officers from the Criminal Assets Bureau. Revenue and local Gardaí were also among those involved in the search of a house in Sligo town earlier today. A Ford Mondeo was seized along with documents and mobile phones. No arrests have been made, but investigations are ongoing. Detectives investigating a shooting incident in the Seven Oaks area of Derry on Tuesday morning have arrested a 50-year-old man. He was arrested in the city last night. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Reports were received shortly after 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning of a number of shots being fired in the Seven Oaks area. At this time, police believe a silver-coloured Peugeot car rammed into a black car as it drove near the entrance to Seven Oaks. A number of shots are then believed to have been fired at the driver of the black car, who managed to leave the area and drive to a local police station. There were no injuries. The silver Peugeot was abandoned and set alight at Lincoln Court a short time after the incident. Detectives are continuing to appeal to anyone who was in the Seven Oaks or Lincoln Court areas on Tuesday morning or who witnessed any of the incidents, or anyone who has information which could assist with the investigation, to contact detectives at Strand Road on 101.
The government is being urged to alleviate the financial pressure on farmers during the current drought conditions. The president of the Irish Farmers Association says some farmers can't cope with the cost of feeding animals due to recent grass shortages. Joe Healy is calling on the government to make low-cost loans available to farmers, which were promised in last year's budget. He says the situation is unprecedented.
We only had about 4 or 5 weeks of normal growth in the May, early June period, and then we ran straight into a drought that lasted longer than any of us can ever remember. And unfortunately, that is very serious now, but will have implications on into the winter time.
Letterkenny University Hospital is the most overcrowded hospital in Ireland today, with 40 people awaiting admission there this morning. 7 people were on trolleys in its emergency department, while a further 33 were waiting on wards. It's almost double yesterday's figure of 22. Nationally, there were 333 people waiting at hospitals across the country today, Letterkenny University Hospital accounting for 12% of the overall total. Irish Water has been urged to maintain the Eddie Fullerton Dam to a high standard after concerns were raised once again over its current dilapidated state. The upkeep of the amenity was once the responsibility of Donegal County Council, but was transferred to the utility in recent years. Local councillor Jack Murray has called on Irish Water to recognise also the tourism benefits that the dam could offer for Inishowen, but stressed that the infrastructure must be kept up to an acceptable level.
Yeah, this is an issue that's been raised to me for quite some time by local fishermen, local anglers in the Inishowen area. The Eddie Fullerton Dam obviously is a huge structure, and its primary purpose, of course, is to supply water to the people of Inishowen, but there's a secondary benefit, and it's a tourism benefit which brings so many fishermen to Inishowen. There's a number of fishing competitions throughout the year, but it's deteriorated quite recently, and local fishermen are concerned about that, and I don't think they're satisfied with the response they're getting from Irish Water to date. They would have been far better looked after when Donegal County Council used to run the dam. Now it's obviously been transferred over. So I met with Irish Water. I've also put forward this motion to Donegal County Council for support from all members, that they would encourage them to take action to repair the damage and deterioration of the Eddie Fullerton Dam.
At this point, obviously you have raised this before, at this point, do we know why Irish Water have seemingly neglected the dam?
Yeah, I met with them this morning. They said that they'd expected this to be addressed by the summer, and they're doing different measures to address it, but as of yet it's nothing satisfactory. And I think in the summertime, of course, people might be going out fishing more often, and it really, really should be addressed. But the Eddie Fullerton Dam it's something that everybody in Inishowen is quite proud of. It's a huge structure, and we want it to be maintained to the highest of standards.
Laptops and phones have been seized in 31 properties nationwide as part of an investigation into child abuse material. Thousands of images are believed to be among the items seized across 15 counties. Stephanie Grogan reports.
Over the past few days, an operation headed up by the Online Child Exploitation Unit has been carried out across the country. Laptops and phones were seized in 31 properties, and they're expected to contain thousands of images of child exploitation. In one search, child sex dolls were found. Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll says it's the first time this has happened.
It's an added concern to what is already an area that gives rise to considerable concern.
Nobody's been arrested so far, but Gardaí say they're speaking to a number of people who were aged from their teens right up to their 70s. Some of them have already made admissions. It's believed the abuse victims in this instance are foreign, but Irish children have been identified in the past. Detective Sergeant Mary McCormick works with identifying them.
If we find children, locate them and take them for out of danger, it's a very rewarding job. However, it is hard. We have to view these child abuse imagery, but it is about finding the victim.
Gardaí say social media sites help them in today's operation, but they would like to see more done to ensure this type of material is blocked online. Stephanie Grogan at Garda offices in Harcourt Street in Dublin.
The site at St Catherine's Well in Killybegs was the subject of further debate this week, but a recommendation on its future has been taken a stage further after Councillor voted 27-4 to amend the zoning of lands on a proposal from Councillor Niamh Kennedy. Assurances were given that a buffer zone of 40 metres with a total distance of 80 metres would be sufficient in protecting the historic importance of the site. Both Councillor John Campbell and Councillor Frank McBurty voiced concerns on this recommendation. However, Councillor Kennedy believes it's the best way forward.
It will not come anywhere near the well. It'll be 85 to 90 metres away from the well. That's a protected zone. So it's in the archaeological complex within that area. So I'm satisfied that it is protected and we've got the best outcome for both.
Now, while the majority of councillors are backing you in that stance, there were a number of others, four I think, including John Campbell, who rejected plan B.
I think that I can absolutely understand, you know, where they're coming from and where we're all coming from. It's a very, very difficult situation to be in. That pier was built there at that site a long time ago. It was 50 million of an investment into it. It's a beautiful area. However, the site itself now has been distorted and destroyed many away because when the planning was granted for at the site below that has actually intruded on the area anyway, so it's broken up the bank anyhow. It doesn't look to me, it is of no value aesthetically to the town now. It's linked to the pier, whereas the other site that we talked about in the meeting, the one beside the fire station, will have a very good benefit to the area. It will be able to form part of a park and part of the archaeological complex. So one, let's just say, will substitute the other, and I think it'll be fair all round.
Ryanair has cancelled 20 flights to and from Ireland on Friday the 3rd of August due to the Irish pilots' strike. The airline says the Forza Union rejected its offer to meet yesterday to discuss its plans to cut 300 jobs in Dublin from October. Yesterday, Ryanair announced it was reducing its Dublin-based fleet for the winter months, partly due to the industrial action by pilots. The fourth strike day on Friday week was announced after Ryanair issued its letters of protective notice to staff. The 3,500 affected customers have already been notified by email or text today and will be refunded or reaccommodated on other flights. Meanwhile, tourism bosses are hoping the Ryanair strike doesn't impact the country's strong tourism growth figures. Visitors increased by 6% in the first half of the year to 5 million, according to Tourism Ireland. Over 40% of tourists fly into Ireland with Ryanair. CEO of Tourism Ireland, Niall Gibbons, is hoping that won't change.
Ryanair have been a really strong partner, have been really accountable for the huge growth in European tourism over the last 10 years. Hopefully these things will get resolved. In excess of 40% of people who come to Ireland come with Ryanair, so they're a key partner from a tourism perspective, and hopefully things will get resolved as soon as possible.
Gear up for back to school this September with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Michael Murphy Sports are sponsors of Highland Radio Sport.
It's now almost 5:15 and time to latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Donegal's next assignment in the Championship is against neighbours Tyrone. That's in a crucial game at Ballybofey, where the winner goes to the All-Ireland semi-final. Both sides have concerns ahead of the game, but Donegal have confirmed Owen Ban Galler will not make the Tyrone game and the semi-final should Donegal reach it. The Killybegs man had suffered an elbow injury in the win over Roscommon last weekend. It's another blow for the county, who are already without the services of forward Patrick McBurdy. Donegal's Declan Boner says it's disappointing and they have to move on.
It's unfortunate, yeah. Paddy has been out since the final and Owen picked up injury last Saturday evening in Roscommon. It's disappointing, but you know, we look at the strength and depth of the squad, and as one door closes, another one opens, and there's players that are putting their hand up there. You know, Owen and Paddy were probably two of our most consistent performers throughout the league and championship. But as I say, it'll be an opportunity for someone else.
Mm. In terms of other injuries, any other knocks or bruises?
No, everyone else fine. There's a few bruises and knocks, all right, coming from the Roscommon game, but now they're all back training this week now.
That's Donegal manager Declan Bonner speaking to Tom Comack ahead of Sunday week's game. Moving on to soccer, and Fran Gavin has conceded that there are trust issues between the FAI and the PFAI. Yesterday, the association announced plans for an emergency fund for League of Ireland clubs, which would see equal contributions from the FAI and the Players Association. PFAI General Secretary Stephen McGuinness said they were never consulted about the proposal and accused the association of point scoring, but the Director of Competitions is refusing to engage in public problem solving.
These issues can be resolved internally and quickly. Anything that, you know, is feels like there's a media circus around it, that affects all the various stakeholders that are involved in solving the issue. And sometimes, you know, that's not just one person, but it's a lot of other people around the area, around the situation. And you need to be sensitive around that, and you need to be careful how you do your business around that. We try to do it internally.
On the pitch, Dundalk, they welcome AEK Larnaca to Oriel Park tonight in the second qualifying round of the Europa League. The Cypriots knocked out Cork City out of the competition last year. Kick-off at Oriel Park tonight is at 7.45. Elsewhere this evening in that competition, Aberdeen, they play host to Burnley, while Stephen Gerrard's Rangers, they're away to Croatian side Ozeki. And elsewhere in some other news, Drogheda United, they're getting a new stadium. Agreement between Louth County Council and the FAI to build a new 3,000 capacity stadium has been reached. The plans have scope to reach capacity of 10,000 people in the future. And Van Harp's boss, Ollie Horgan, he'll be a happy manager coming out of St. Comas Park on Saturday night if Van Harps can repeat the win they got against Cove Ramblers in the middle of March. On that occasion, Harps won 2-0, but Cove were in Ballybuffet in May and they came away with a 1-0 victory. With just six games to go, which yet another crucial First Division game, Harps are third in the table, 2 points behind second place Drogheda United. In the North West Women's Super League, it's another big night tonight. Kick-off for all the games is 7.30. The leaders, Bonagie United, they have travelled to play joint second club, Elise Celtic. The other joint second team is Greencastle. They host Fannet United. Clonmany Shamrocks, they play Cairn Donna, and Laggan Harps play Moville. A bit of other soccer news, Alex Ferguson has spoken publicly for the first time since undergoing surgery for a brain hemorrhage last year. The former Manchester United boss has broadcast a message of thanks via MUTV. In swimming, there's some more good news at the National Swimming Championships in Dublin for the Swilly Seals. Cody Dunyan won silver today in the 400 metre individual medley final. On Wednesday, Cody won bronze in the 100 metres breaststroke. They're the first national medals to be won by a Seals member. Moving on to rugby, and the full Ulster rugby squad were put through their paces this afternoon in Letterkenny. Ulster attended the Dave Gallagher pitch, the home of Letterkenny Rugby Club, where the province held an open training session and they met with fans. The big names of Ulster rugby were all in attendance. Here's Letterkenny chairman Sean McGuinness.
Fantastic occasion for the club and for sport in general in Donegal, with having an Irish internationals, Rory Best, captain Ian Henderson, Gilroy, all the other lads as well, and Joe Dunleavy and Colin McMenamin, two first internationals and Ulster caps with our club, first homegrown lads especially. And it's just great to see the crowd here and all out seeing how these lads work and the professionalism of the whole setup, from their diet to training to just basically approach to the sport.
And Ulster Rugby are bringing it down to the grassroots, and that is so important, isn't it? Because for youngsters, that they look up to these players.
Yes, they certainly do. That's when they approached me last, was a good few months ago, about coming down. I said that'd be just fantastic, because for them themselves, I said they get carried away with them being spoon fed in the sport and come back to grassroots level where they started in the province. It's fantastic, and they just said rather than getting on planes and going abroad for their summer pre-season, let's just go around the different clubs, Donegal, Monaghan, Cavan, Tyrone, all the counties in Ulster really, and this is fantastic.
Sean McGuinness speaking to Chris Ashmore there today. In golf, the British Open Seniors Championship has been held in St Andrews this week, and a great start for Irishman Paul McGinley, who of course was heavily involved with the Irish Open in Ballyliffin. Paul had a great opening round today of 66. He's in 6 under par. It leaves him one shot off the leader, who's Kirk Tr- triplet. Elsewhere, some of the other Irish, Ronan Rafferty, he shot a level par round of 72 today. That event continues throughout the week. In the European Tour this week, it's the European Open that's been held in Germany. Bryson DeChambeau, he leads the way. He's on 6 under par. He's one ahead of a group of 4 golfers, Joel Stalter, Roman Vatel, Benedict Stabenne and Michael Lorenzo Vera. Rory McGee still out on the course. He's having a disappointing day. He's 7 over par through 15 holes. On the PGA Tour, Seamus Power's made a bright start to the RBC Canadian Open. The Waterford golfer has played a blemish-free 17 holes in his opening round and is currently 4 under par. Power's currently 4 shots off the leader, who's Robert Garrigus. He's 8 under par through 16. Graham McDowell and Shane Lowry, they both tee off in Oakville around 6 o'clock Irish time. In athletics, tributes have been paid to Rob Heffernan following the announcement of his retirement from race walking. The 40-year-old Cork athlete was a 5-time Olympian during a career that spanned 3 decades. He finished 4th in the London Olympics in 2012, which was later upgraded to 3rd. Heffernan was crowned world champion in Moscow in 2013 and claimed a bronze medal at the European Championships in Barcelona in 2010. In hockey, Ireland's women have qualified for the World Cup quarterfinals for the very first time. That was after a 1-0 win over India today. Ireland are now assured of top spot in Pool B, regardless of what happens in Sunday's final game with England. Finally, for this evening in cycling, Arnaud Démare has won today's 18th stage of the Tour de France. The French rider defeated his compatriot Christophe Laporte in a sprint finish in the Po today. Dan Martin, he finished in the main peloton and is 9th in general classification. Geraint Thomas stays in yellow, maintaining his near 2-minute lead over Thomas Dumoulin. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, police in Strabane are investigating a burglary in the Dunamana area on Saturday last, in which a sum of money was stolen as the homeowner attended a cricket match just 50 metres away. Sometime between 12 noon and 5pm on Saturday, the property at 253 Duncastle Road, situated near Dunamana Cricket Club, was broken into and 3 jars containing a sum of money stolen. Police are appealing to anyone who was in the area and may have witnessed anything suspicious to come forward. And for weather now, often cloudy with patches of patchy outbreaks of rain today and some sunny spells and top temperatures of 20 to 26 degrees in moderate to fresh southeasterly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, another break-in in North Donegal is being linked on social media to a silver Volvo car which has been seen acting suspiciously in the area on a number of occasions. This time, a car breakers yard in St Johnston was targeted. Over 697,000 euro is being invested in coastal-based projects in Donegal under the Fisheries Local Area Action Group strategy. The FLAG programme, which promotes sustainable marine development, is administered by BIM, which is promising a 12 million euro national investment by 2020. Letterkenny University Hospital is the most overcrowded hospital in Ireland today, with 40 people awaiting admission there this morning. 7 people were on trolleys in its emergency department, while a further 33 were waiting on wards. And detectives investigating a shooting incident in the Seven Oaks area of Derry on Tuesday morning have arrested a 50-year-old man. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 26th of July. The death has taken place at Mullum Nursing Home Sligo of Kathleen Herron, formerly of Edergall Ardra. Her remains will repose at Chivalin's Funeral Home Sandfield tomorrow evening from 3 o'clock to 6:30, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra, arriving at 7:15. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of John Doherty, Creve, Rathmullen. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family Fares only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Coronary Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sean O'Toole, number 2 St Michael's Terrace, Creasla. Viewing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m, followed by removal to St Michael's Church, Creasla, arriving at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family Fares only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Creasla Daycare Centre, care of any family member, or James Harkin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Paul Hart, Ballyduff, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Friends of Lifford Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Frances McAleer, née McSorley, Lochry Terrace, Drumquin. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Manchester, England, of John O'Boyle, formerly of Cashel, Creasla. Funeral Mass of his ashes tomorrow in St Michael's Church, Creasla, at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The death has taken place of Alice McLaughlin, née MacNutt, St Paul's, Ardravan, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral on Saturday morning, leaving her home at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Rosaline Gallagher, Ballintemple, Falkara. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Finian's Church, Falkara. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Dunloe Day Centre, care of any family member, or Carton Funeral Directors.